When New Hampshire voters go to the polls today, they'll find something new. This year's presidential primary is the first in which they'll be required to show photo identification before they can cast their ballot. WBUR's Ininjor Emwemeka reports.
Before the state's new voter ID law went into effect in 2012, voters could just give their name and address, get checked off a roll, and vote. Now, voters will be asked to show photo identification, such as a driver's license or military ID, before they can obtain a ballot. If they don't have one of those, they can still vote. They'll just have to fill out an affidavit swearing they are who they say they are, and then have their photo taken by an election official. But the ACLU of New Hampshire is concerned, particularly about the picture-taking requirement. The group worries it may intimidate eligible voters and cause long lines. Devin Chafee is the executive director of the ACLU in New Hampshire.
And it's entirely unclear how this provision is actually increasing the integrity of our elections. Really, what New Hampshire should be focusing on is how to make it easier for eligible voters to access the polls, not harder.
The New Hampshire law was part of a wave of voter ID laws passed around the country and pushed by Republican lawmakers trying to crack down on voter fraud. Andy Smith is a political analyst and director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. He says he doesn't expect the law to have much of an impact on today's primary.
I don't think that it's going to prevent people from voting or hinder people from voting, and I don't think we're going to have to worry really about fraud from people who show up.
The impact of New Hampshire's voter ID law won't be known until after today's primary. After that, a number of other states will also hold their first presidential elections under new voter ID laws. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.